Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Your tickets to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card for just one low price of $129. Unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf and score deals at Rick Zurek's Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmanville. Portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. Terrible news for me, as anyone looking outside can see. My golf plans potentially for this weekend are just going down the drain. Just, they're not happening. I'm sorry, Josh.
We have simulators.
That's right. That's right.
The indoors do exist.
But man, I want to be outside. I spent all of last weekend outside. I felt 10 years younger. It was amazing. The warm weather, the sun, I was in heaven.
Just looking at the sun. Now, don't actually look at the sun.
I know what you're saying. Yep.
Seeing the light of the sun. It does wonders for you.
Seasonal depression is a thing. I fully admit that. But like, just when you can open up the windows in your house, or you can roll down the windows when you're driving, that's the best, man.
Having a hot dog that you grilled on the back porch after a round of golf, sitting on that back porch listening to the birds.
It's the best, baby.
It's enough to heal you there. That's why I'm okay with winter because I just have to do 5 minutes of that, of sitting outside, and I'm good with it. I'm better.
That's maybe one of my top three self-therapies. Number one is something I discovered this year, is when you have nowhere else to go and you got a layover at a big airport and you're traveling alone, that's number one for me. Mm-hmm. I discovered that coming back from Austin, sitting in the Charlotte airport, nowhere to go. I had a three-hour layover. And I was just hanging out. I had my book. I went to a restaurant. I had a few adult beverages. I watched the Bills game. Not a care in the world. I was healed. Honestly, I was healed. It was a three-day vacation for me just to go see the Longhorns play football. It felt like a week-and-a-half-long vacation. It's one of my the weather, those are some self-therapies right there. And then probably number three, a great dinner. Doesn't have to be super expensive, but a restaurant you love to go to.
Making a great dinner.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if you're a big cooking person, yes. Me, I get very nervous in the kitchen. I do not have the culinary
Taco
touch.
Bell.
Taco Bell. There we go. I do not have the culinary touch my brother has. My brother's like full on, like he went to culinary school. I don't have that.
Zach's getting one quesadillas.
Sounds great, by the way. But like going to a nice restaurant that you love, you and your partner love, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No better feeling. Love it.
Here's something not to love, though. For me, I'm getting annoyed with the fact that we might see a Dallas-Florida series, and it's like, okay, cool. I don't even get the Mikko Rantanen story beat in this one. Sure, and I need to see the Dallas Stars try to break up a two in a row. Awesome. Like, yay, fun, wonderful, wow. Meanwhile, the ice is continuing not to treat me well and kicking me while I'm down because 15 seconds in last night, Laval scores.
Yeah.
And the third period ends up just all Rocket, Rochester losing 4-1 in game three. You're seeing it. Like, game two was that game where everyone kind of showed up. The big guys were the guys. We talked to Sal Mariana. He had waxed poetic about it. I went to that game. It was awesome. And if it seems like this is going to be how it goes there, I don't know what to do.
It's tough. I was seeing Chaddy Dominicis tweeted this last night talking about Levi.
And that's where I was going to go with this. Is
his 8.35 save percentage the series through three games. Also, though, throughout the playoffs, because I think part of this series, he's dropped to 9.15 his save percentage, which is 17th among 20 qualified goaltenders. Great in round one. Round two was hurt him.
Back-to-back shutouts to close the series will do that.
That'll help.
And the thing is that there's also a difference between Syracuse and AHL leading Laval.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are the best team in the American Hockey League this year, and it's bar none. Rochester had kept up with them for good parts of the season, but ultimately, there are three games at home in Laval for a reason. Rochester needs to win tomorrow night to stay alive, otherwise their season is over. I'm hoping that we get one more out of this. Mostly because, hey, I would love to see if they can close it out. Come back and close it out.
Would game five, if they can force it, be Sunday? I didn't know totally their schedule. I would assume they would just go in that run.
It would be Sunday 4:30.
Oh, nice.
So that would be a big deal. Yeah, it's more or less like Rochester's limiting the amount of shots that are getting through. Levi's being beaten on high-quality chances. He made 16 saves on 20 shots. It's not enough.
Yeah.
You need to make sure you're closing it down. I don't know if it's, you know, the extra pressure of playing from home, but it's also, LaFalle's a really good team. They led the AHL for a reason, and they're also probably trying to get in his face. Caden Primo got his second win of the series. He did not start game two, oddly enough.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the weird part.
Yeah, all right, interesting.
It was Fowler in net, not Primo. I'm very fascinated by that.
It worked.
It worked. It's worked out now that Primo's back in the net. But I'm hoping to see one more for Rochester, at least one more game. I'm not as worried about the fact that, like, yeah, you might lose game five, but I want there to be a game five.
Give him a chance.
Give it a chance.
Yep.
Give us a chance to be happy.
They've been such a good team in the AHL the last few years, but they have run into these teams where.
And that's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, they're not. I'm not demanding a Calder Cup every year, but it just. You've seen it these last few years where they run into a team, Hershey, I think either last year or a few years ago.
It's always Hershey.
Where it was just like, oh, okay. That's the end of the line. That's the one.
So the other part of this is if I want to be pitched at all, the idea of Levi and Lukanen next year, Levi needs to step up because that's how you're going to get there. That's how you get to the conference final, is because Devin Levi's got to be better.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If it ends like this, you're looking at getting a veteran addition, and Levi is playing the whole year in Rochester. You cannot sell me on Levi coming in here if the playoffs end like this for him.
Well, I'm glad you said it like that, too, because I think that's really what it is it's selling to the fans. If your last image of Levi, and it may be a short or small sample size, it may just be this series, but if that's the lasting image of this year of, oh, yeah, Levi didn't play very well, and then you go to the big boy team and go, well, actually, guys, he's going to be our 1B to Lukanen 1A. You're already having a tough time selling the team to fans now. I mean, we're sitting here dreaming up pipe dreams of Mitch Marner and such. I mean, we're already having a tough time as is.
We are grasping at straws to find ways to generate excitement, hope, conversation that isn't the same old, oh, the Sabres are terrible, here's why they're terrible.
Yeah.
It's easy, but it gets boring. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do the same old thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again about talk about the Sabres. Mm-hmm. I do want to have different wrinkles to this. If Devon Levi does this, I cannot be sold on, yeah, we're gonna try the Lucan and Levi thing again. No. That means get fired. If you try to pitch that. Not a good idea. Maybe promote Eric Staal at that point. I don't know what to tell you. If that's your plan.
I mean, there we go.
Oh my God!
I cannot
believe in the year of our Lord 2025. I said the words "promote Eric Staal."
Now we're cooking, baby.
Oh,
now we're going.
I'm gonna throw up. So Levi needs to be better in order for that pitch to happen. That said, I get a very easy answer if they lose in four. I get a very easy answer out of this, and that is, you got to go get a veteran goaltender.
Yeah. It very quickly is like, okay.
I'm also probably not loving the idea. Yeah, he played well at the end of the year, but I'm probably not loving the idea of, hey, let's just bring back James Reimer.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure that's that's the final problem in net? We just hope that Lukanen bounces back? We're literally playing with the game plan of hopes, dreams, and prayers? With a team that is involved very much in voodoo, wizardry, and BS? About what's happened against them. I'm not saying that they practice it. It's definitely happening against them.
They very clearly do not practice it.
The victims of voodoo, wizardry, and BS. I don't know what else to explain it at this point anymore with the Sabres, because it's not like they've made all bad decisions. As a matter of fact,
some of them have been
two off seasons ago. We were looking at a team with a lot of hope. And they got that scoring touchback. Then the goaltending decided to flip off.
I will never forget
that
free agency day, being here for Sports Talk Saturday and watching the Blues come in and go, well, that's not really doing much for me.
Yeah.
This is maybe not good. Oh, man.
So, again, we'll have an answer, and therefore Adams will have a plan of direction if this is how it ends in the AHL this year for them.
Yep.
If Levi wants to make this difficult, he needs to step up. 16 of 20 is not going to do it.
It's not going to do it.
It's not going to do it. And hopefully, just for the sake of it, selfishly, I would love to watch another round and drive down the 90 and get to another playoff game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like that. Speaking of playoff games, though, there's still one around the corner this weekend. Bandits rush for all the marbles.
I will be going.
There you go.
It will be my first Bandits game ever. I'm going.
Oh, so you're going.
Yeah.
You're going at the fever pitch here.
I'm going with two buddies. I was offered to go. I meant to go to my first Bandits game earlier this year during the winter, and just stuff happened the day of the game. Couldn't make it work, which was kind of frustrating. Spent a lot of money on the tickets, but neither here nor there. I will be going on Saturday. I feel weird going for like a championship deciding game to be my first one I'm going to go to.
You know what? It introduces you to the peak madness, I guess.
Right. I guess there's maybe no better way to start than like potentially a banner racing kind of game.
Okay. Do you know enough about the game of actual lacrosse?
Yeah.
Then good. You're fine. If you don't know the sport or its core mechanics,
Yeah.
If you don't know that, game three of the NLL final is probably not the way to break you in.
That's right.
Because you are just going to go, what is happening? About 80% of the time.
Music's being played. People are running around. What's going on?
Music's being played. There's goals. There are goals waved off. You don't know what's happening, and that's like it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably going to take away from your experience of this is for the championship. If you know the core workings of lacrosse,
yep.
Then, yeah, it's a perfect welcome to Bandit Land for you.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Can they win it against Saskatchewan, a team that matched Buffalo's record of 13-5 all year? It was between these two all season for who would end up with the one seed. The Bandits used a hot start and a lot of time off in the beginning of their season, looking like almost demigods.
Yeah.
But it was because they were also getting a lot of rest between their games. Here we go again. Game three is you fly back. You got plenty of time to recuperate. Game two was everyone's flying to Saskatchewan. And
almost immediately.
You're playing the next day.
Yeah.
Have fun. And hope you love jet lag.
And they still only lost by one. I'm very excited. Yeah,
the Bandits only lose close games. So if it's close, you're going to be like chewing off all fingernails.
I'm ready.
So
I'm ready to roll. It feels like it should be these teams in a game three in a decider.
It'll be a great championship.
I can't wait. Very excited for that. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here for just one more segment on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show that is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it in Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We'll be right back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.